About ABC News, American civilians take up arms in Syria, but on whose side?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
What would you say about Senator McCain's assessment that the Islamic State is winning and that the U.S.-led coalition is done?
I would just tell you that we believe that, let me put it this way. It's going to be a long fight. It's going to be difficult. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be wins and there's going to be losses. And we're mindful of the complicated nature of this.
What is next in this activity against ISIS? I know you want to call it a war, whatever you want to call it. What does the U.S. do next?
First of all, they're winning and we're not. And the Iraqis are not winning, the Peshmerga, the Kurds are not winning. And there's a lot of aspects of this, but there has to be a fundamental reevaluation of what we're doing, because we're not degrading and ultimately destroying ISIS.
Right now, does it feel as if we're degrading and destroying ISIS?
Yes, Chuck, we are in the midst, in the early stages of what is going to be, as President Obama has said, a long-term effort.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. There is a troubling development, as if there's not enough trouble already in Syria and Iraq, and that is American civilians taking up arms in Syria, but with whom? And this is the concern, and I was just in New York the last 2 days talking with a number of lawyers, some other experts in the area, and this concern that Americans with U.S. passports, we talked about this last week, are actually going to Syria and Iraq, joining forces with ISIS or similar related groups, and then coming back to the United States. Now, we know this happened, Jordan, in a situation in Florida where the TSA actually stopped the individual, Department of Homeland Security, but they simply, what was it, called his mother to see if it was a legitimate trip?
That's right, and this was one who had already made one trip to Syria, then comes back to the United States, gets flagged. They call his mom, and his mom tells him, yeah, he was just visiting family. He then goes back to Syria a few months later and is a suicide bomber, the first American to die that way in this conflict.
So you have the situation, we've seen it in England, there are more Muslims fighting for on the side of ISIS than serve in Her Majesty's Armed Forces. And when you look at that situation, you say to yourself, how do we stop this? Now, a couple of things. I was on the phone yesterday on an interview with Sean Hannity with Congressman Duncan Hunter. We were talking about the porous nature of the borders. He reported to me that he has spoken to border agents. He's talked to them. And that there is no doubt that ISIS members, members of other terrorist groups, are infiltrating our southern border. And we're saying very clearly, close down the border. It's not that complicated. The president talks about using his pen. This would be a good moment. Secure that border and take away these passports for these individuals going to fight with ISIS and then coming back. These are not complicated moves, but the administration, with the reluctant commander-in-chief, doesn't want to do it. We've got a petition up right now at aclj.org. I want to encourage you to sign on to it. A nation at war, and we are, and certainly ISIS is at war with us, needs to secure its borders. You could sign that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Also, let me say this. A huge thank you to those of you yesterday who went out and bought our book, Rise of ISIS. Let me tell you where it's available. And let me encourage you, we've not been mentioning Costco, and Costco is carrying it. So if you've got a Costco in your area, let me encourage you to buy a couple of copies. Get some for your friends as well of Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. You can also get it, of course, at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Sam's Club, Target, and BJ's. So if you've got one of those stores in your area, I'm very encouraged that that many have now picked it up, including, of course, we knew Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, now Costco as well. So if you can go there and pick it up. We want to get it on the New York Times bestsellers list. The period ends on Saturday at midnight, so we just have a few days left. Rise of ISIS. Get it now. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Sam's Club, BJ's, Target, and Costco.
Now my heart is crying. Deep beneath the voices. ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn it will kill Americans. And now there are credible reports that this radical jihadist group is entering the United States through our porous border with Mexico. By some accounts, there are up to 40 ISIS terrorists in this country already. It's time for our country to mobilize. Time for the President and Congress to take this threat seriously, to protect our borders, protect our homeland. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is taking action. We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Interesting developments when I was in New York yesterday, Jordan, and that was in conversations I had with Sean Hannity, with Brian Kilmeade from Fox News, with others just in the green room waiting for the interviews. I was on the radio interview with Congressman Duncan Hunter. You know, the situation with the Ebola outbreak, which has got all of us very concerned, we're certainly praying for those who have now been inflicted with it, both in Africa and now in the United States, but also the situation with ISIS. People are drawing this connect of loose borders create problems. And I don't think there's any doubt about it. The question is, does Washington, does Congress have the will to do something about this?
Well, I think, you know, the real question here is when will Congress act? At what point will we be by the time Congress returns to Washington, D.C.? There are calls for Congress to come back before the elections. I think that's fairly unlikely, but you never can predict that. Sometimes that does happen, but we're just less than 3 weeks out from the midterm elections. They will still have the power to act after those elections, even though it's kind of a lame duck session of Congress. And on these kind of issues, it should not be nearly as partisan as others. But many people are saying, you know, as it comes to ISIS, as it comes to even the Ebola threat, we're not going to get all of the information from the White House until after the elections. They see it as issues that are really hurting their fellow Democrats on the ballot. And so they're trying to not downplay it, but not talk about specifics as much as possible. And, you know, Dad, I think it's very telling when you hear from the Department of Defense itself. And Rear Admiral Kirby, who is the Department of Defense spokesperson, did a press conference yesterday and got a pretty simple question about whether or not the United States is winning. He then spent over 2 minutes floundering. He even talked about the idea that he was rambling in his remarks, trying to answer whether we're winning the war against ISIS. Take a listen, folks.
What would you say about Senator McCain's assessment that the Islamic State is winning and that the U.S.-led coalition is done?
Well, I'm not going to... I would just tell you that... We believe that, let me put it this way, it's going to be a long fight. It's going to be difficult. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be wins and there's going to be losses. And we're mindful of the complicated nature of this.
You know, this is not Admiral Kirby's fault. This is a reluctant commander-in-chief. Now, if they can't get their act together on a war in the Middle East where ISIS is targeting Christians for extermination, okay? And this is what happens here. We're going to play some more of this in a moment. If they can't get their act together for this, how are they going to secure the homeland? So we're going to have to get congressional action again. We've got a petition up at ACLJ.org. We want you to sign it. It really is that important. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You need to sign that petition now, and you need to buy our book, Rise of ISIS. We lay out the answers. And you're going to hear more from Admiral Kirby, and it's not going to be pleasant in a moment about how they're doing on this. When we wrote this book at Oxford University in June and July, we knew the depth and nature of this enemy. And sure, he's right. It's going to be long and difficult, but you've got to have a game plan. You've got to have a war plan. And we just simply don't, because it's going against the president's narrative. So again, sign that petition at ACLJ.org. It's ISIS threat, a nation at war needs to secure its borders. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, our book has been on sale now in bookstores for 2 days. And I know a lot of you have called in and said that you went there and you got the last copy, or you went there and you bought three and there were no more left. I want to encourage you right now to go ahead, and if you want to buy the book, it's available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or at the bookstores, Walmart, Sam's Club, BJ's, Target, Costco. It's even in the airports right now. I know that as a fact from Gene Kapp, our media director, who was with me in New York yesterday when he was going through the airport. There it was, Rise of ISIS, The Threat We Can't Ignore. And, of course, you get the song as a download with it as well, which we think is a really moving tribute to the persecuted Christians in Iraq and Syria, and that situation gets worse. Now, Jordan, we just listened to the first bite. Let's set up the next one here.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the continuation of Rear Admiral Kirby, the Pentagon spokesperson, just trying to answer the simple question, what would you say about Senator McCain's assessment that the Islamic State is winning and the U.S.-led coalition is not? We've already played 25 seconds where he has not yet given an answer. This goes on for another 2 minutes. Take a listen, bite two.
We're also very mindful of the fact that, and I've said it before, military power, military action is not going to be decisive in and of itself. It's just not going to work that way. But the situation changes every day. And so I'm not going to qualify who's winning or who's losing today.
You know, we're the United States of America. We win. Okay? I mean, we're not fighting. This isn't World War III here. I mean, this is a strong, dangerous enemy that if you combine them, and we did this in the book Rise of ISIS. If you look at Hamas and if you look at ISIS, there's no doubt 70,000 troops. It's significant. But to say that this is going to, what was it? It's not that a military power, military action is not going to be decisive in and of itself. Well, let me tell you something. If it's not, we're in real trouble. I understand he's saying you got to build up the Iraqi forces. But Jordan, the Iraqi forces so far have shown, because we did not have a status of force agreement in place, how dangerous and little they are able to do. And the Kurds were not funding.
That's right. I mean, they really failed to fill the vacuum when the United States left, our ground forces left the battlefield in Iraq. And so the vacuum opened up, the instability began, the insecurity began, and ISIS seized on that. They were there and ready to go. And so we could not rely on the Iraqi forces, and still to this date have not been able to rely on the Iraqi forces to defend anything more than really Baghdad. People have said, you know, that most of their forces have, and along with Shia militant groups have gathered around Baghdad. That's about it. You look at the map of Iraq, the major cities are falling. There have been some positive moves in the Syrian town of Kobani. That's mostly due to Kurdish fighters and some of our air campaign. But even that battle still wages on.
You know, Will Haynes just sent me in the chat that you know we're in trouble when they don't come out and say out of the gate that the first thing out of their mouth is this will be a long battle, but we will ultimately win. Because he didn't come out and say that. He didn't say this is going to be a long battle, but we're going to win this. He came out and said, you know, because here's the problem. You can't blame Rear Admiral Kirby. But we play you the evidence on this broadcast so you understand what the problem is. We don't have decisive leadership. And in a time of war or crisis, you have to have decisive, clear command. ISIS has clear command. How come we don't? How come we can't secure our borders? Again, join us in this petition fight at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's set up the next one again. Tell everybody what this is, because we want everybody to hear how they're presenting. This is the spokesperson here for the Pentagon. You got to hear what he's saying. Set up the next one, Jordan.
Yep, Rear Admiral John Kirby, Pentagon spokesperson. We've now played 40 seconds of what went on for more than 2 minutes. And he eventually does say that he has been, again, in this situation, very much unclear and rambling is what he used. But take a listen again. This still goes on when he's trying to defend whether or not the U.S. is winning in the war against the Islamic State by three.
The strategy is still sound, but you don't judge the success of a strategy based on a day or a week or even several weeks. We believe, and we've said it before, that we're in this, we all need to be in this for a matter of years. And for us, after just a couple of months going at it, we've only been doing airstrikes since August 8th.
You know, the failure of the White House, I want you to understand this, folks. This was the president said the war in Iraq is over. We're done. We're leaving. And then, of course, we find American citizens being beheaded, Christians being slaughtered. And while that's going on, the president was complaining about who? Israel. I mean, put this in perspective. The president was complaining about Israel when Christians were being slaughtered in Syria and Iraq, beheaded, crucified, women sold into sex slavery. And we now say we're in this for a matter of years. Yeah, we're in it for a matter of years. This is like the 30-year war, but you got to engage it. Folks, this is what the danger of all this is. An uneducated electorate is the danger. And as Christians, we have an obligation to understand the nature of our enemy. What Jesus said, be as wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. But you got to be as wise as, you got to be smart. So here's what we've done. Number one, we've got a petition we want you to sign. That's at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. It's very simple. Protect America. Guard our borders. Between the Ebola crisis and ISIS, there's enough to take action there. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Our book, by the way, the book is available in bookstores everywhere. The audio book is also out, and I actually did it. So it's me reading the book. You get the song, Where I Stand With It, of course. The book is available at Amazon.com. Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Sam's Club, BJ's, Costco, and Target. If you're near a Costco, Target, go ahead and buy it there. We didn't know until just the last couple of days that they had also taken a position in the book, which we're thrilled. So we're able to get this out to a lot of people, folks. So if you're near a Costco, a Target, Sam's, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, BJ's, bookstores everywhere, get your copy and extra copies of Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. I know that my sister sent me a picture of people purchasing it in Atlanta, and there was two or three there that were buying multiple copies. I was in New York yesterday, needed a couple extra, ran into the Barnes & Nobles there. They had a few left. We were able to buy, I think, three or four, but they were down to like five or six after that. So it's selling. It's great. We want to get on that New York Times bestsellers list, folks. Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, and sign that petition at ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment. Just believe it,
I can't stand to see this. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn it will kill Americans. And now there are credible reports that this radical jihadist group is entering the United States through our porous border with Mexico. By some accounts, there are up to 40 ISIS terrorists in this country already. It's time for our country to mobilize, time for the President and Congress to take this threat seriously, to protect our borders, protect our homeland, That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is taking action. We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're going to lay out for you, this is what we do as lawyers, we're laying out the evidence of what we think the problem is, and we've got a solution. The solution's in our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. We've talked about it on the broadcast. But Jordan, set up the stage for what Washington is like right now with this ISIS threat and the Ebola situation and the situation with, and again, there's no disrespect for Admiral Kirby, but he's in a very difficult situation. You listen to his aunt, you got a reluctant commander-in-chief, and he can only say what they're doing.
That's right. I mean, so you've got that situation, the bureaucracy of it, including the armed forces. I mean, you could see in their answer how painful that answer is to listen to about whether the U.S. is winning the war against ISIS or not. So pretty simple question. If this was a decisive campaign, they would say yes. It'd be very rare for the U.S. to say no. And you could even couch that with, yes, it will take time. But that was not the response. I mean, the response took over 2.5 minutes. And so when you ask how is Washington right now, I think that this answer really sums it up. This is the kind of response you get from the White House and the administration when you ask them about ISIS and when you ask them about Ebola. They have no direct response, and their spokespeople don't know what to say. This continues. We've only played the first minute and 20 seconds of Rear Admiral Kirby's response to the question, what would you say about Senator McCain's assessment that the Islamic State is winning and the U.S. coalition is not? Here is, again, let's get into, we're not even done with the second minute yet, bite four.
To make a decisive, statement that we're winning or losing. What I can tell you is that there are areas where we are having success. We have definitely made it harder for ISIL to sustain itself and to operate. They are continuing to feel the pressure, which is one of the reasons why we think they're going after Kobani so badly. I mean, I think part of it is they really want a win because they're not getting a win everywhere.
All right, so here's what you've got. If you look at a map, you see we don't want to acknowledge them as a nation state, and I understand that. But the fact of the matter is, Jordan, they have under their control. I said this yesterday on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast. They are acting like a state because they've got assets under their control. They've got towns and cities under their control in which they are their version of governance, which is Sharia law. They have a cash flow from the oil. Now looking at, we thought it was $1 or $2 million a day. Reports now it could be as high as $6 or $8 million a day. Turkey is doing nothing. Our NATO ally, nothing. Because Turkey is now an Islamist government. So, I mean, but believe me, I know that. We represent the Greek Orthodox Patriarch in a number of matters, and the Greek Orthodox Christian community in Turkey is being squeezed out by the Islamist regimes. And the threat is real. And you've got to be able to take decisive action. The question is, Jordan, the president sticks with his narrative. This is one of the things that Sean and I were talking about with Congressman Duncan Hunter. The congressman said this, too, and we've been saying this for weeks. The president sticks to his narrative, and he doesn't move, even if the narrative proves incorrect.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that is part of this problem here. I want to finish up playing the soundbite from Rear Admiral Kirby. So we're talking about, again, 2.5 minutes to try to answer a simple question. That's a long time in a press conference, and he does apologize for rambling. And this is the final bite, bite five. Again, it tells you just how unsure the top people for this, even the Department of Defense, are when it comes to answering simple questions because of the messaging they're getting from the Obama team. Bite five.
So it's a mixed picture, Phil. I mean, I don't mean to ramble, but it's a mixed picture, and I don't think it's militarily, because I can't speak for, other elements of the government. But I mean, I'd say from a military perspective, it does no one any service to try to, make a call on any given day. We know we're having some success. We know we're making progress, but it's going to take a long time. And just as readily, I'll say there's going to be days, there's going to be moments where we're set back.
Do we have the President Bush's soundbite from 2007 where he said, let's go ahead and play that.
I know some in Washington would like us to start leaving Iraq now. To begin withdrawing before our commanders tell us we're ready would be dangerous for Iraq, for the region, and for the United States. It would mean surrendering the future of Iraq to Al-Qaeda. It would mean that we'd be risking mass killings on a horrific scale. It would mean we allow the terrorists to establish a safe haven in Iraq to replace the one they lost in Afghanistan. It would mean increasing the probability that American troops would have to return at some later date to confront an enemy that is even more dangerous.
Prophetic words from President George W. Bush. Our book, Rise of ISIS, is now available in bookstores everywhere. Folks, because of you, we were number 3 on the New York Times bestsellers list for ebooks. We were number 8 in ebooks and print combined, and we didn't even have print books out. Well, now we do. We've got the print, the paperback is now available in bookstores everywhere, as is the audiobook. So let me encourage you to do this today. We've got today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And then the information gets sent to the New York Times, and they compile the list. And we really would like to be on that New York Times list. And I think it's important again for Jordan to set out why. And you did Jordan did a very effective job of letting all of you, and a huge thank you to those of you who've been buying the book, to let you know why it's so important to be on that list.
We're trying to reach a whole new audience, and by making that New York Times list, we do that. They take note. They are not people who are going to turn on the Christian radio broadcast or conservative radio. They're probably not going to turn on Fox News. But if you make their bestsellers list, like the New York Times bestsellers list, they have to take notice of it. Certainly, they have to some extent with already making the bestsellers list for the ebook and the combined ebook and print edition. But with this paperback, we can really send a message and get this information to a whole new group of people who would not be our typical audience. So you can all help us do that. In fact, we can't do it without you. So if you're going to purchase the book, either at, you know, go if you're by a Costco. You may not have even thought that Rise of ISIS was there. It's there. Purchase a copy or BJ's, Sam's Club, Walmart, or Barnes & Noble, or you could still order it through Amazon.com. We encourage you to do that today. It's so important, folks. We are trying to reach a new audience, reach that liberal media elite with information they would not normally have access to, and they would normally try and ignore. But right. We can make this book a book they can't ignore by making their list.
Let me tell you, right now the book is listed under either current affairs, or sometimes a lot of the bookstores have it under their section called new releases. But let me tell you what happens when they make the New York Times bestsellers list. You walk into that bookstore, you go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or Costco, BJ, Sam's Club, Target, Walmart. It's right there under bestsellers. And that puts it up front, and that allows more people to see it and more people to read it. And we're the ones that have drawn the connect between Hamas and ISIS and the impact on Israel and the impact on real laws of war and laws of armed conflict and how it impacts the United States of America. The book is Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. The song is Where I Stand. You get that as well. You get a link to that, of course, on the e-books. If you get an e-reader, it comes right up on your e-reader. For the books, there's a link that gets you right to the song. Let me encourage you, folks, take action, get this song, get this book, get educated, help us get it to the New York Times bestsellers list. It's Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore, and it's available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and in the stores, Walmart, Sam's Club, BJ's, Costco, and Target. So we encourage you to any of those stores are near you, go there and get multiple copies. A lot of people are doing that. Tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to want to hear from you on those of you that have bought it. But we wanted to lay out in the first 30 minutes of the broadcast what the evidence of how things are looking in Syria and Iraq, and it's looking bleak. So we need to be praying for our men and women that are in harm's way right now. Sign on to that petition to secure our borders at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And again, the book is Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Sam's Club, BJ's, Target, and Costco. Back with more in just a moment.
We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
To Jay Sekulow Live, Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, in this segment of the broadcast, I want to play for you an interview that Jay did yesterday on Fox and Friends. He was on with Brian Kilmeade to talk about this new book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Folks, if you do not yet have your copy, I encourage you to go online to riseofisis.com or go to your local bookstore and buy a paperback copy. But I want to play for you this interview. Again, this is Jay on Fox and Friends from yesterday with Brian Kilmeade.
All right, forget degrade and destroy. Despite intense airstrikes led by the U.S. coalition, ISIS seems to be growing stronger by the day. Jay Sekulow says he saw this coming, and he's the author of this book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Cannot Ignore. Jay, how could a constitutional attorney know so much about ISIS and put out this book? What happened?
We have an office in the Middle East, and we've been following this for a long time, but I was actually at Oxford University this summer presenting on the issue of Middle East terrorism, and I picked, our team picked ISIS. It was not as known then in the public eye, but it had been known in the Middle East, and we saw this growth, and by the time the program started in June, and by the time it was over at the end of July, of course, the interest in ISIS had grown really significantly because of their activities regarding the beheadings and the amount of landmass. So you've got a terrorist organization that is the wealthiest we've ever seen in history, using lethality that we've never seen within terrorist groups before, and also taking over landmass. I mean, different than Al-Qaeda in that way.
Pretty good for a JV team.
Yeah.
So they have 16 separate commands, you say.
Right.
And they're able to conduct multiple operations.
Right. So they're operating, unlike its traditional terrorist organization, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which was their previous incarnation. What they've done here, what ISIS has done, is set up a command and control. So they are a military force. When you look at the ISIS soldiers, they're fighting in the open. They're not hiding in caves. They're using a lot of it, unfortunately, American military weaponry to do this. And what they've done is they've set up a command and control structure. The leader, now Khalif Ibrahim, used to be Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He's the leader. He's the commander-in-chief, so to speak. But they've got a complete military set up right now that's operating pretty much at will, unfortunately, even with the airstrikes in the region.
So you say they're actually a brother of Hamas, you know, a Sunni extremist group, different from Hezbollah, who is more pro-Shia, but they're not necessarily looking at these guys as the bad guys.
Right, and they're operating here in a military context. So when you look at their name changes, remember they were originally ISIL, Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, then they became ISIL. Well, and the president keeps using the phrase ISIL. That is the Islamic State in Syria and the Levant. Well, the Levant is the greater Middle East, by the way, which includes Israel. So if you look at Hamas and you look at ISIS, you're talking about, Brian, about 70,000 commandable troops that can engage in what is basically warfare.
They're made up of Saddam's officers, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and their greatest recruiting tool, this is how wrong I am, is their brutality. You say the beheadings brings people in?
Yeah, so we look at it in the West and say these are repulsive. These beheadings are absolutely outrageous. They're disgusting. How can any civilized society do this or human beings do this? They're using it as a recruiting tool. And unfortunately, successfully. And that includes, by the way, Americans that have joined them.
But they have baited America into a fight that this president clearly didn't want. Why does it work to their advantage to get us involved?
Because we have a reluctant commander-in-chief. We have a president who said his initial statement is, here's what we're not going to do. Now, why do you broadcast to your enemy what issue you're not going to do, what fight you're not going to engage in? So I think when you look at that, and you got this reluctant commander-in-chief, in the Middle East, they understand fourth and strength. I mean, Benjamin Disraeli, the British Prime Minister in the 1850s and 60s, said you've got force understands force. There's not a compromise here. You can't negotiate with ISIS. You've got to crush them. So saying what you're not going to do militarily was a huge tactical mistake by the administration.
If you want to know what this group is and why that's so formidable and how to beat them, it's all in this book, The Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Cannot Ignore. Jay, good choice over in Oxford.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for your insight.
Appreciate it.
All right, great seeing you.
Again, folks, that was Jay on Fox and Friends from yesterday. We are very grateful to Fox News and to Brian Kilmeade for hosting Jay and for promoting this book. Folks, this is an important book. This is one of the biggest issues of our time, and you need to be educated on exactly who ISIS is, where they grew from, who are other groups that are associated with them, and what we must do to stop them. Again, the website to get your copy of the book is riseofisis.com. There are links there to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Sam's Club, BJ's, Costco. It's also at your local bookstore. Again, the website, riseofisis.com, and the book title, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore.
ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn it will kill Americans. And now there are credible reports that this radical jihadist group is entering the United States through our porous border with Mexico. By some accounts, there are up to 40 ISIS terrorists in this country already. It's time for our country to mobilize. Time for the President and Congress to take this threat seriously, to protect our borders, protect our homeland. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is taking action. We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. We have been talking about this issue involving ISIS terrorists and other terrorists who have an opening into the United States through our porous southern border. Jay had an opportunity yesterday to go on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast alongside Congressman Duncan Hunter to really get into some of the details of this issue and why we're so concerned about it. In this segment of the broadcast and the next, I'm going to play this interview for you, and I want you to pay a special close attention to when Jay and Congressman Hunter talk about just how porous this border is, just how many people are illegally crossing and not being apprehended at our border, and just how easy it would be for ISIS and other terrorist organizations to enter our country in this way. Again, this is Jay on with Sean Hannity yesterday alongside Congressman Duncan Hunter.
Can't believe this is Jay Sekulow's band. I mean, this freaks me out every time.
I know it does.
It's
amazing. I'm just the drummer. I'm not the singers. The singers are great. The band's, the whole band's good. It's fun. That's a good thing of living in Nashville.
All right, 24 now before the top of the hour. Jay Sekulow, author of The Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Cannot Ignore, and Congressman Duncan Hunter is with us. We have our top two stories of the day. We actually have three of them. One is Ebola. Second victim now, a health worker in Dallas, has now contracted the Ebola virus and was on a plane the day before she was diagnosed. And we also know that there were 135 passengers on board, which is really scary. Secondly, we have ISIS now on the verge of taking over Baghdad. Baghdad is surrounded. Kobani is about to fall.
Right.
And the Anbar province. And the president's airstrikes are not working. And the third big story of the day is a story out of Houston. We'll hit harder later in the program today. Houston pastors are being told to
right.
hand over their sermons. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway, Congressman Duncan Hunter, you're not here. Welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, Sean, great to be with you. Thanks.
Let me ask you first. Everybody's scared to death about Ebola, president said that this wouldn't happen. The CDC director, I just read a whole series of comments that he made. He couldn't be more wrong in his proclamations that that any hospital in the country can take care of Ebola, he said. And he also made the statement that we were safe. What should we do?
Well, we should do a lot more than we're doing. The administration's narrative doesn't match reality. It doesn't match reality on Ebola. It doesn't match reality on the southern border. It doesn't match reality when it concerns ISIS or any al-Qaeda terrorist group overseas, that while they're concerned fighting amongst themselves and fighting the other, you know, more moderate Muslims in that region, are still have their eyes on the U.S. The administration's narrative doesn't match reality, and this has been going on for years now. This is nothing new.
Yeah.
Crisis after crisis. They're not going to fix it. They aren't proactive in any way whatsoever, but they have a narrative, and they're going to stick to it no matter what reality shows us.
Well, the protocol should have been in place.
Oh, yeah.
In Dallas. They weren't in place. Now the nurses' union is rightly very, mm-hmm. very angry. They said they feel unsupported, unprepared, lied to, and deserted, and stuck handling the situation on their own. Now, I don't know what the hospital did right or wrong. We'll find out. But we do know that the CDC director on October 2nd, Tom Frieden, said that essentially any hospital in the country can take care of Ebola. You don't need a special hospital room to do it, he said. You don't need a private room. All you need is a private room with a private bathroom.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, the problem with the CDC, and let's be clear here. I mean, Emory did a great job when the doctor came back that was with Samaritan's Purse. So you went to the hospital in Texas, with no disrespect to the hospital in Texas. Sean, I suspect what has happened is, and this is, it's kind of the legal side of this, because of the liability issues, there have to be protocols in place. The problem is the CDC, if you listen to him speak, there's zero confidence. I mean, this is, you got the reluctant commander-in-chief dealing with ISIS, you got the head of the CDC sending out mixed signals, and you've got young nurses in this particular case, another one that's sick, and potentially now 145 or 50 on an aircraft. We have no security in place, and what the congressman said is so right. The president sets up a narrative, no matter if it's the Middle East, no matter if it's the Ebola, whatever it is. He sets up a narrative, and he will not divert from that narrative even when he's proven incorrect. He sticks with the narrative. You may want to give it to him on stick-to-ism, but the problem is the country is the one really getting stuck here.
Let me remind people what the president said. He said, in the unlikely event that someone with Ebola reaches our shores, we've taken measures, so we are prepared here at home. He said, now we know that Ebola has reached our shores, and we weren't prepared at home. And then Obama added, well, we've been taking the necessary precautions, including working with the countries in West Africa to increase screening at airports, that someone with the virus doesn't get on a plane for the United States. He was wrong there, too.
How would you like to be the TSA? Go ahead, Congressman.
Yeah. Here's what gets me. We're kind of in the forest talking about this in the forest. Immediately, you start stopping planes from Sierra Leone, from Liberia, from these countries, and at least screening people and waiting until we have a test that can see if someone has Ebola, which we're coming out with. We'll have those in a month or so. We can tell in 15 minutes or so through a person's blood whether they have it or not. You got to start this at the federal level. That's the president's responsibility. It's not the local hospitals. The CDC, yes, you know, they ought to be more prepared, but you got to stop this at the federal level when it comes to people coming in the nation. You have General John Kelly, who said of U.S. Southern Command, that's Haiti, the Dominican Republic, South America, Central America. He said the one thing right now that keeps him up at night is a mass migration of people from Central and South America up to the southern U.S. border with Ebola, because as people start fleeing these African countries, they're going to be going other places beyond the United States. If they get into South or Central America, they're going to be crossing the southern border, period. So what you have now is kind of a flash in the pan compared to a mass migration of people in third world countries that don't have the technology we have or the medical ability that we have. They're going to be coming into the United States because they think it's safer here. So you have the U.S. national security guy for the entire southern region of the world saying his number one fear is Ebola coming across the southern border. That goes along with Chairman Dempsey.
You see, there are two things.
Of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said the same thing about ISIS.
We need
his biggest fear about ISIS is the southern border. It's not ISIS harming America from Iraq or Syria. it's ISIS coming across the southern border.
So there are two things we need for both ISIS and for Ebola. We need to secure the border, and we need a travel ban in the case of Ebola, correct?
Yeah,
simple
and it's,
things.
And it's easy to do. I mean, the president could do that. You know, he likes, you remember the pen? I'm going to use the pen on the phone. We'll pick up the pen and sign the order. I mean, how complicated is this? The idea that you're putting this responsibility right now initially on TSA agents that are supposed to be, you know, they're wearing masks and taking people's temperature. How would you like to be the TSA agent sticking the thermometer in wherever they're in the mouth or putting it on the top of the forehead? Who wants to do this? Why are we doing this? But again, the president doesn't want to secure borders. He doesn't want to secure access. It goes against the narrative. And if you look at what he's done in the Middle East, Sean, and I point this out in Rise of ISIS, he's picked the wrong side on every single front with every single government, but he never changes course. So we now have multiple, unfortunately, Ebola cases here in the United States. It is probable that there will be a lot more. And the tragedy of this is no leadership from the top. And what are we going to blame the nurse, which is what they initially did, or blame the TSA agent who didn't catch them? I mean, this is absurd. We're the United States of America. You know what we could say? Right now, you don't get in until we figure out how we can determine who has this and who doesn't.
You know,
and same thing with a terrorist. You know what? How about revoke the passport if you're fighting in Syria for the other side?
Let me ask you, Congressman, because you took a lot of heat when you stated that, in fact, ISIS militants, radicals, had already crossed our border, and the White House went way out of their way to attack you and say that those words were unwarranted, how would they know, number one? Because when I sat in a briefing when I was down in by the Rio Grande with Governor Perry, I sat in a briefing, a security briefing, where they said they were capturing people from Yemen, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Syria. So I don't know what makes them so surprised about it, because that was happening on a regular basis. It was not new to me. I just suspect that there are sleeper cells in this country right now. But you knew for a fact that people, in fact, from ISIS have crossed our border?
Yeah, you know, mark that as one score against me. I should have said al-Qaeda terrorists. What the administration likes to do is use certain words in certain ways. What they had to admit is they had four Turkish terrorists that did cross the border and were caught. Those are the four Turkish terrorists that Jay Johnson had to talk about, who said they aren't actual ISIS members. That was his quote. Not true. They didn't have on black pajamas and they weren't carrying AK-47s. But the reality is, according to the administration's numbers that ended about 2 weeks ago, this last fiscal year, you had 150,000 to 170,000 gotaways. That's what the Border Patrol calls them. Gotaways got into the United States. That's people from all over, from Lebanon, from Yemen, from Somalia, from Iraq, Syria, Turkey, Morocco, name your nation, they got into the U.S. It flies in the face of logic and the face of reason that you can have moms and toddlers coming across the border from South Americans and Central America, but you're not going to have a trained Islamic militants cross the border, too. Now, I'll tell you where I'm getting my information. I'm getting my information from guys on the ground, not appointees from the administration, but guys on the ground that are whose job it is. And we have counterterrorism units in the United States on the border, and their job is to investigate folks that are not Mexicans coming across to get work or to get medical care, but people from countries that have terrorist national ties that are sponsored trying to make it in the nation. That's why you have FBI counterterrorism units in San Diego.
Folks, again, that was part one of Jay's interview on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast with Congressman Duncan Hunter. We will play part two after this break, but if you want to sign this petition to make sure that ISIS terrorists and other terrorists can't cross our southern border, I want you to call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org. After this break, part two of the interview. Awaken fear,
just a... The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention.
Nation. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn it will kill Americans. And now there are credible reports that this radical jihadist group is entering the United States through our porous border with Mexico. By some accounts, there are up to 40 ISIS terrorists in this country already. It's time for our country to mobilize. Time for the President and Congress to take this threat seriously, to protect our borders, protect our homeland. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is taking action. We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are going to jump right back into this interview that Jay did on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast alongside Congressman Duncan Hunter. But before we do that, I just want to remind you, if you don't yet have your copy of Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, this is something that you need to read. You need to read it now so that you're educated about this threat facing America. You can find all of the links at where to buy it at riseofisis.com. It should also be in all of your local bookstores. If you can't find it on the shelves, go up and ask at the desk. Sometimes they have not yet been put out, but they should be there. Again, the book title is Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. It's in bookstores now. You can also buy it online at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and other outlets. Let's jump back into this interview. Again, this is Jay on with Sean Hannity and Congressman Duncan Hunter from California from yesterday.
You know, Sean,
that's their job.
One of the things that's so bizarre here, so we have four terrorists from Turkey, and because they said they're not ISIS, we say, oh, the good news, they're four terrorists, they're not ISIS because they tell us they're not ISIS. They don't ISIS, bring news for the president, they don't carry calling cards.
By the way, Jay Sekulow, I don't know if you've had a chance, Congressman, to get his new book. You had been writing a book on ISIS before anybody knew who ISIS was, and it just so happened, as this latest development about ISIS broke, you had come out with The Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Cannot Ignore. Now, I keep putting up on my television show when you were there last night. I keep putting up a map of all of the cities in Syria and Iraq, especially Iraq, those cities that Americans fought, bled, and died for, national treasure wasted because we didn't keep intelligence and we didn't keep
status
training
force,
on the ground,
right.
Status of Forces Agreement, which we should have had, and that, I think, is a lame excuse.
Yep.
You know more about ISIS than anybody else. I mean, we see the brutality. Later on, as a matter of fact, at the bottom of this half hour, I'm going to interview a woman that was captured by ISIS and managed to escape and tell about it. And she confirms everything that we'd been reporting about women as young as 7 and 8 and 9 being forced to marry and being raped. And they're trying to impregnate these women and the beheadings.
Yep.
And if any of the men try to protect the women in their family, they're all brutally slaughtered.
Right.
And this was happening in Mosul. We saw the consequences in the Sinjar Mountains. And it's absolutely insane. What do you know about them that the average person needs to know? And by the way, it's an e-book?
It's both e-book and it's in print now.
Yeah, and you were number three.
Because of you, which we really appreciate.
You were on the New York, I look in the New York Times list, and there you are, number three. Yeah. And I'm like, I thought I was the only one that knew about the book.
There you go. Well, you have, certainly, I owe you a lot for that. I appreciate it.
No, but it's well written.
Let me say this. You know what happened, Sean? We'd been following ISIS for about a year and a half. When the beheadings took place and were publicized and people saw the brutality, that's when it finally clicked with the world, that this group is way more brutal than any terrorist regime we've ever seen. They have a lot more assets than Al-Qaeda ever had. And as you showed the map last night, and that map is getting bigger by the hour.
By the day.
So they are taking over vast, you know, we don't want to say they're a state, but let me tell you something. They're controlling, they're operating like a state. They've got banks under their control, oil revenue under their control, taxation under their control, military under their control.
It's bigger
than
that. Did you see yesterday they captured another Iraqi military munitions base?
Right.
They have all of the munitions.
Right.
They have $6 million, it's estimated, a day in oil revenue.
At least.
So they have all the weaponry to fight the Iraqi, whatever's left of the Iraqi resistance. So Baghdad's going to fall.
Yep.
Anbar province is falling. Kobani is falling, and the Turkish troops are standing on the border watching a
the
slaughter.
The Turks aren't going to do anything because this is not the Turkey of Ataturk. It's an Islamist regime in Turkey. That's what I hate to say, and they're a NATO ally, but they're not
An Islamic regime.
That's what they are. It's an Islamic regime. The next country to watch in all this, which I hate to say because it's an ally of the United States, is Jordan.
Yep.
The king barely hangs in there to begin with. You've got this kind of pressure coming in from the east.
From
you've
all
got,
sides.
You've got the Palestinian uprising coming from the west. And if you look at ISIS and Hamas, it is they together, and this a lot of people aren't drawing this connection, 70,000 at least operating troops. Because I mean, they operate like armies.
You know, this is
going to
be interesting. Watch a strange alliance between Jordan and Israel, or Saudi Arabia and Israel,
and
Egypt.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's,
if the Muslim Brotherhood wasn't toppled, that's a big issue in and of itself. All right, so I say, Congressman, that it's not if, that it's when, that ISIS will attack in a very, very big way the United States of America. I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Sean, again, you can go down to Mexico right now and pay $5,000 like those four Kurdish or Turkish terrorists did to get across the border. If you have $1 million or you have $5 million, what can you get then? What can you get if you're like Hezbollah or Hamas, and you already work with the drug cartels in Mexico? What does that enable you to do? So you have two things going on. One, you have the United States is the only country in the world that can stop what's happening in Iraq and Syria and Jordan and Israel, and which what is soon to be probably a giant conflagration in the entire area. We're the only ones who can stop that there. Number two, the only way that we can get touched here, the only way that ISIS can touch Americans, is by coming across the southern border. And it's just stupid and naive to think that they're not going to try to do that. And it's our job at the federal level. That's an easy fix. I mean, this isn't complicated stuff. This isn't CIS crazy things we have to do. You simply have to secure the border and make sure that people we don't want coming into the country, whether they have Ebola or they're terrorists, name your terrorist organization, coming in through the southern border. That's it, Sean. This isn't that complicated. This isn't a hard fix that takes a lot of people and 25 meetings. We know how to do it, but it's not going to happen under this president. And I'll tell you what, too. I spent about a year and a half.
Real quick, Duncan. Go ahead.
I spent about a year and a half in Iraq. I would not want to go there under this president or, frankly, under any president again when all the gains that we've made could be erased by the next Democrat administration.
By the way, 4,000 right, Americans died, and in less than 6 months, the 10 years that they fought, bled, and died for, given up by a president that just politicized the war and just wanted to say he got out. Listen, I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you, Congressman. The book is called by Jay Sekulow. It's called The Rise of ISIS, a threat we cannot ignore.
Again, folks, that was Jay and Congressman Duncan Hunter on with Sean Hannity. Listen, this is why we've been so focused on this issue this week. This administration seems content to play semantic games, word games, and to dispute specifics about whether or not ISIS agents are crossing the border. They don't dispute the fact that people are crossing illegally. They dispute about whether or not they can prove they were associated with ISIS. And in some folks, their dispute, Jay Johnson's dispute, is that the only proof they have they're associated with ISIS is that they claim to be associated with ISIS. Folks, we should believe them when they say that. ISIS has told us that they are coming to the United States. We know that the border is extremely porous and vulnerable to crossings. In fact, you heard that in the interview we just played for you. 550,000 people apprehended for illegal crossing just last year. 280,000 of them were classified as being from countries other than Mexico. And somewhere north of 150,000 of them were classified as got away. Folks, they got away. They weren't apprehended, and those are just the ones we know about. It's a staggering number. It's a frightening number, and it frankly isn't even the real number. The real number is much higher. The real number includes those who actually eluded the Border Patrol altogether. Folks, it is not a defensible position to pretend that this is not an imminent threat, to pretend that it's not a significant threat to the safety of Americans. The time has come to make sure that our border is secure. We can have the comprehensive debate after that. I think it would be a very short debate in Washington, D.C. But the first step is securing that border. If you want to stand with us, call now 877- 989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Demand a secure border.
Engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.